Spirit Life CNS Church invites you to join our programs where the Word of God will transform your life for better. Our programs are as follows: Sunday service, 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. Wednesdays, Bible studies, 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. Our monthly VGOs every last Friday of every month by 10 p.m. to down. Business and Leadership Summit every quarter of the year. Prayer and Prophetic Summit, second Friday of every month, 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. under the leadership of the Presiding Shepherd, Prophet Cheru of Badari. Worship with us at Spirit Life CNS Church, opposite Wando Filling Station, beside Olasheu Filling Station, Iwo Road, Ibadan. Telephone 081-3252-9517, 070-1927-7557, 00-6732-5748. Website www.spiritlifecns.com. Come and live the Word of God by proof. Your life will never remain the same. Jesus is Lord.
God, tap your neighbor, say, I am born of God. Say louder, say, I am born of God. Say it again, say, I am born of God. Now, we have heard, where the Bible says in John chapter 3 and from verse 3. I want you to give me John chapter 3 and from verse 3. You know, many of us have different understanding to what it means to be born again. To be born again is not a modification of your character. To be born again is not an adjustment in character. To be born again is not attitude alteration. Born again is not a change in the way you dress or to stop wearing earrings. Some people think born again means now don't wear earrings, don't wear trousers. Born again is not your hairstyle. It's not your hairstyle. Born again, look at what the Bible says. Jesus answered and said unto him, this man is one of the elders among the Pharisees. His name called Nicodemus. The Bible says, Jesus answered and said unto me, very verily I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. How many of you are born again in the house this morning? Wave your hands to the Lord. Some of you are not even sure if you are born again. You are doing like this. Yes. Hallelujah. Amen. Some people are not sure. Why? Because you don't really understand what it means to be born again. The truth is this. You are not living the life of God because you don't even know what the nature of God is. So you are not living to the fullest what is expected of you as a child of God. And so to be born again is, we have different minds today of what people call born again. In fact, some people believe born again is a particular denomination. You know, I used to hear those days, our father would say, you see, I want church born again. I want born again churches. No, born again is not a particular denomination. Tap your neighbor, say, born again is not a particular denomination. Yeah. It's not a change in your way of dressing. It's not a change in the way you look. Is actually to be born of God. Tell your neighbor, say, it means to be born of God. Say it louder. Born again means to be born of God. You are talking as if you have not eaten this morning. Say, born again.
Born again.
Yeah, good, better. You are talking as if you are not born again. Yeah, that's how you're talking. Say after me, born again,
born again.
Means to be born of God. So, born again is not the continuation of your old life. This I want you to get. Listen to me. Listen to me. Born again does not mean your old life was repackaged, so you became a better person. Born again is not a morality development. Born again does not mean your moral life was enhanced, and so you become a better morally defined or developed person. And so born again is actually to have the life of God. The way a woman will give birth to a baby that had never existed before. The first time I had ever seen my baby was the day my wife delivered the baby. I had never met her before until she was delivered in my presence. Born again literally means God giving birth to you. It was not, now the old you, before you came into Christ, you had the old you. Oh, glory to God. I'd like you to follow me attentively. You'll be blessed so much this morning. I'm so blessed. The Lord blessed me when I'm studying. And I'm sure you'll be blessed too. Tell your neighbor, say, I'm going to be blessed. Now, this was the plan of God from inception. Follow me. The plan of God from inception was to have a family. He wanted someone he could relate with. He wanted someone that looks like him. He created animals. Animals cannot relate with God because they don't have the gene of God. Listen to me. Chicken cannot produce a goat. Listen to me. Chicken will produce a chicken. Lion cannot produce a dog. Dog will produce dog. Lion will give birth to lion. Have you heard something in Yoruba language? A lion will always give birth to a lion. And so when God wanted a family, he created a man. The Bible says the man was created in his image and in his likeness. Adam. But the seed of that man was corrupted. Say after me, say corrupted. Sin came. The man was warned not to eat of a particular fruit in the garden. That the fruit carries corruption. And what is the corruption? Death, termination. And the knowledge of evil. And the man, by disobedience, he plucked the tree. Some people say it's apple tree. The Bible did not say apple. You know, when they want to demonstrate, say when a woman gives you apple, remember the garden. No, the Bible did not say apple. The Bible said the fruit. And so when he plucked the fruit and ate, the man was corrupted. All that made him to be exactly like God was corrupted. God did not design a man to die. And that's why scientists came in their discovery that they don't even know why men should die. Because the cell in every man has in its capacity to reproduce itself. By design, God built man to live forever. Because that is the nature of God. The Bible says he has the exact... God created him to look like God. He has the image of God and the likeness of God. Number one, the image is a spiritual image. Not like God has face, he has... This, because God is a spirit. The likeness. The likeness means the nature of God. But along the line, when as soon as the fruit was tasted, that divinity, that nature was corrupted. So God looked at it. That once again, I still want to relate with man. Once again, I still want a family. I don't want a master-slave relationship like some people believe God is. To them, he's God. To us, he's a father. Tap your neighbor, say, he is my father. Well, yes, they say, he is God. We are his slave. No, no, no. We understand by the scripture that we are sons of God. We are born. We have the gene of God on the inside of us. I'm going to show you scriptures this morning. What does it mean to be born again? It's to carry the seed of God. Let's open 1 Peter chapter 1 and from verse 23. The seed. Now, look at me, everybody. How many of you have seen my daughter before? How many of you have seen my daughter? Who does she look like? Point at me very well. Let me be sure. Hallelujah. One day, I carried her in my hand and I was going. One woman said, hey! I was shocked. She was now asking my daughter, did your father want to run? Why do you look like him so much? Because when I met her mother, I deposited a seed inside of her. Listen to me. The seed came from me. So when she produced exactly the seed that came out. I want you to get something. That's what I'm giving you this illustration. Look at it. Being born again, not of corruptible seed. Not of the seed of Adam. Hello? That was corrupted in the garden. Please follow me. That was corrupted. The seed that has the tendency to sin, that is prone to error, prone to failure. Listen to me. God cannot give birth to failure. He is God. Tap your neighbor, say, I cannot fail. Say it louder, say, I cannot fail. Look up. But he said, being born again, not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible. Born again means a seed that is incorrupt. You were born of a seed that cannot be corrupted. The seed of Adam was corrupted. Every man that came after the nature of Adam was prone to death, prone to sin, prone to defeat, prone to failure. In fact, the first man that came out of the union killed his own brother. The question I want to ask you, who taught Cain how to kill? Nobody had killed before on earth. Who taught Cain how to kill? The seed. The seed already has been corrupted. So when Adam met his wife and Cain was produced, the seed of evil in him, because nobody had killed before Cain. Cain was the first killer on earth. It was the seed that made manifest. And so Paul was explaining, saying, born of God, born again, not of corruptible seed, which the devil corrupted. God had a family. The devil came and put virus. To a point, God said, when he looked at the heart of human beings, it was filled, result of the seed. Filled with evil. To a point that the Bible says God repented that he created them. The worst part of it is that some demons came. The Bible said they are fallen angels who came and began to sleep with. That is where the origin of giants came from. They began to sleep. They saw that the daughters of men were so beautiful, and they began to sleep with them. Goliath came out of that gene. So evil. They are always evil. They destroy people, like they pick a human being and pull his head. Some archaeologists today still discover some of their bones. I'm talking about a man that looks like a pole wire. Corrupt. So the devil came and was corrupting. He sent his agents. They were sleeping with human beings, producing his nature. So evil started manifesting all over the world. People killing people. Things. Evil things. They were inventing all kind of sin because of the seed. Look at it. But of incorrupt, the word of God, which have lived and abided. Now that seed there is the seed of God. Say after me, I am the seed of God. The way a man will deposit spermatozoa, that's the scientific word for sperm, and put in his wife, and his wife will produce a baby. The Bible said the same way you were produced spiritually by the seed that came out of God. That's the meaning of born again. Born again is not some morality or justification, not some kind of character modification. Born again means to be literally given birth to by God. God gave birth to you. You know, that's one thing the devil has fought against. He doesn't want the world to believe that God has a son. They say, no, how can God give birth to a son? It's not possible. There's one Islamic cleric that had a revelation. He had a revelation that Christ must be the Son of God. The thing was all over the internet. And he went to meet one of his teacher in the Islamic world, Islamic scholars, and asked him, "That is it true that God has a son?" He said, "No, how God does not have wife?" That's foolishness. The message of the cross is foolishness. Say, how can God? It is a man that has a wife that can give birth to a baby. Say, God cannot. He said, now. He said, did you believe that God can do everything? The man said, yes. Now, if God can do everything and has the capacity, is it having son without a woman that will be difficult for God? Say after me, say wisdom. The man looked at him and said, get out. There's a wisdom that defeats the wisdom of the devil. He said, do you believe God can do anything? He said, yes, of course I believe. Then is it not possible for God to have a son without a woman? The man looked at it, that this is correct. But the Bible said, the God of this world has blindfolded them, that they should not see the light of the gospel. Their eyes and their mind covered. And so one of the challenges in the world against Christianity is that Jesus is not the Son. The disciple, the Pharisees say, how can you call yourself the Son of God? He said, I am the seed. Say, who? We know your mother. Your mother had no husband when she had you. We heard your story that you are even a bastard. The Holy Ghost came and met Mary. Thou art highly favored among all virgins, for you shall give birth. Mary answered, how can this be when I've not known a man? The man has corruptible seed. So for God to have a change in human race, there has to be a seed that has no corruption. How can this be that I have not known a man? If it was Joseph that deposited the seed, the corrupted seed from the garden, the evil that was in the seed from the garden, we follow in through Joseph and still produce another evil man. And so God say, I'm going to do it this way. Oh, glory. The scripture just hit my heart now. He said, without controversy, a great mystery has been made manifest, that God came down and became flesh. The Bible says he was seen by men. He preached unto men. They saw him. John said, this word of life that we have touched, the word of life that we have tested. Listen to me. They saw God in a man. Why? A seed. And so when he now said, he said, how can this? You know, in Luke 1 and verse 37, we now answer, I say, with God, all things are possible. Tell your neighbor, say, all things are possible. Tell your neighbor, I'm born of God. Say, Lord, I am born of God. I know who I am. Tell your neighbor, I know my origin. I know my origin. I know where I came from. I am not from the Obadarin lineage. When I came into Christ, there was a substitution. I was grafted into the gene of God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. I was born in him. And so whatever affects your Obadarin's family as cause, I escaped the day I was born in him. Apostle Paul said, now that the life I now live, this man understood what it means to be born of God. He said, I have died in Christ. I live the faith. I was crucified. He said, I died. Tell your neighbor, say, I died. And now I live in him. Many of you don't understand 1 Corinthians 5:17. When a man is in Christ, what does it mean to be a creature? A creature is a kind of species. Say after me, say, a kind of species. He said, let me give you in a better way you will understand. When a man is in Christ, he's a new species. Before, you were a human species, Homo sapiens. When you came into Christ, you move from Homo sapien into divine sapien. Oh, make a joyful noise to the Lord in this place. When you came into Christ, many of you don't understand this thing. That's why you are living a low quality life. You were Homo, you were human being. Now you are a faith being produced by the seed of God. When a man is in Christ, he's a new species. He is a new species, meaning that species had never existed before. Ephesians 2 verse 10. For ye are workmanship created. When you say you create something, create. He did not say recreated. Now listen, go to Ephesians. Okay, before we go there, let me finish with this. But of income, by the word of God, which liveth and abideth forever. Give me verse 24. Give me verse 24. For all flesh is as grass, and all the glory of man are as the flower of grass. The grass wither, and the flower therefore falleth away. This is describing the corruptible seed. For all flesh that were corrupted became like a grass early in the morning, looking fresh after some times dead. Now let me tell you something. When we leave this earth, it is not a termination, it's a transition. When you became the seed of God, What we call eternal life was deposited in you. And that's why none of you will die. You will live forever. Oh, you will. This is not a prayer. Now listen to this. The real me is not this body. This is the container. The real me, when I came into Christ, the real me will live forever. The day I came into Christ, a life was given unto me called Zoe. Say after me, say Zoe.
Zoe.
Say louder, say Zoe.
Zoe.
In Greek, Zoe means the very life of God. That was what you received when you got born again. The very life of God was deposited in you. And so, if man dies, he stepped out of this house. This house came from the dust. When a man dies, he steps out and lives eternally. God cannot die. The Bible says in John chapter 4 and verse 24, God is a spirit. Say after me, God is a spirit. Say to your neighbor, say, so I am. I am a spirit living in a body with a soul. Say that again. I am a spirit living in a body, and I have a soul. The real identity is that you are a spirit. Where are you living? Because of the earth, you live in this body, and you have a soul. Praise God. Give me verse 25. But the word of the Lord, in other words, the seed, but the seed of the Lord endureth. The seed of the Lord endureth forever. This is the seed which by the gospel is preached unto you. In the beginning was the word. The word was with God, and God was the word. Praise the Lord. And so it means you have the nature of God. Tell your neighbor, say, I have the nature of God. Give me 1 John chapter 3 from verse 8. 1 John chapter 3. Give me from verse 1 precisely. 1 John chapter 3 from verse 1. Now, I was talking about my baby. So to you, you don't need DNA test to know that you carry the gene of God in you. You have his DNA. Call his nature. Gene, generation. The word G-N-E is what we have as gen. It was coined from the word generation. Gene. Of nations. And so we came into a different gene. We had a different gene the day we came into Christ. To live not like a child of God is what makes you look like a bastard, but you are not. And I'm going to tell you why. Look up. Behold, what manner of love the Father had bestowed on us, that we should be called. If you are a son here, shout hallelujah. I love this. What manner? The Father. This is the way you father me. I love the way you father me. Say it. This is the way you father me. I love the way you father me. The reason believers are in anxiety is because they don't understand that he's your father. You don't understand he's your father. You are in worry. What will I eat? What will I wear? Marriage, job. You don't know that is your father. Psalm 50, the Bible says the cattle on a thousand hills belongs to your father. Your father. You are joint heirs. That we should be called the sons of God. Therefore, the world kneweth not us because it knew him not. They don't know us. Tap your neighbor, say we are aliens here. Yeah, the Bible says we are aliens. The world will actually confirm we are aliens. Let me tell you how. One day, the trumpet will sound and we will disappear. And world scientists will come and tell the world, there have been aliens living among us. And so, there is a scientific friction that happened that they had to disappear and leave this earth. So, this earth is now for us to enjoy. And the truth is, we are aliens. We don't belong here. We don't belong here. He said, yeah, in the world, you are not of the world because of the seed of God in you. You are born of God. Tap it up and say, I'm born of God. We are aliens. Aliens are foreigners. Strangers in a place. We are strangers here. We are foreigners. We are here for a while. This is not our house. Look at verse 8. I love this. He that committed sin is of the devil. Many people are confused with this scripture. Listen to this. He that committed sin is of the devil, for the devil sinneth from the beginning. Now, just how many of you remember in John chapter 8, verse 44, where the Bible, Jesus was telling them, he said, ye are like your father, the devil, who lieth from the beginning. He lied from the beginning. He said, you are liars like your father. So when he was telling them that you are liars like your father, the devil, he was talking about the corruptible seed that was corrupted, that the nature of sin was made manifest in man. Now look at this. Sinned from the beginning. For this purpose, the Son of God was manifested, that he might destroy the works of the devil. How? Genesis chapter 3. The Bible says, and the seed of this woman shall bruise the seed of the woman. Now, when he said the seed of the woman, that was a type, a typology, a mystery of what happened to Mary. A woman who did not meet a man but had a seed in her. Am I talking to someone? So when he said the seed of the woman, was talking about the experience Mary we have, that we conceive a seed by the Holy Ghost. Shall bruise the head. And so this scripture confirming it, for this woman the Son of God was made by, that he might destroy the work of the devil. Say Jesus. Say that name very well. Say it louder.
Jesus.
Give me verse 9. This is very important. Read, everybody wants to go. Whosoever is born of God do not commit sin, for his seed remaineth in him, and he cannot sin because he is born of God. I know the first question that will come to you, I still sin. Ha, am I sure I am born of God? Now I'm going to address that in a minute. Follow me, everybody. Whosoever is born of God doeth not commit sin. Now, this doeth not commit sin means does not find pleasure or take pleasure in the practice of sin. Follow me. Why? Listen to me. Before I got born again, lying used to come out of me as a flow. Eh? Don't think about it. It's a nature. Listen to me. Birds don't go to the school of it's a nature. They just fly. As soon as he just raise his feather like this. That is how it is when you have the nature of the corruptible seed. You don't learn. How many of you teach your children and say, this is how to lie? The nature manifested. Cain was not taught how to kill. The nature manifested. Now, before you got born again, it was a nature in you to commit evil without a remorse feeling. I used to tell my wife something. Be careful of anybody who is not born again. He can do anything. I'm not surprised. If they say somebody does something, the first question I will ask, is he born again? They say he's not born again. I expect anything because of this nature, because of the seed. I expect any evil from anyone who is not born again. Forget morality. I expect any evil. And so I'm not surprised the kind of wickedness in our generation. Look at it. For his seed, whosoever is born of God, he was born of God because the seed of God is what produces him. He cannot sin, meaning he cannot make practice with pleasure. Now, when you got born again, you will all agree with me that when you got born again, anytime you commit sin, the way you used to enjoy the pleasure then, let me give an example of a series we just concluded. So many of you, before you got born again, fornication means nothing. It's called catching fun. Catching fun. Say, I just have some fun, you know? Just have some fun. Or taking beer is just fun. But when you become born again, anytime you mistakenly sleep with someone, that's why one brother came to me and started crying. Said, God, kill me anytime I fornicate. The seed of God in him is crying out. He was so desperate. It was not a pleasure again because the DNA, the seed and the nature has been altered. Why is this seed committing sin? Mm-mm. He's committing sin not because there was still the nature of the incorruptible. He's committing sin because he's not fully aware of his new nature. He's not aware. You don't need anybody to convince you. Stand up. Stand up. This guy has grown to a point that you don't, no devil can convince him that he's a woman. By knowledge, he has come to know that I'm a man. The nature of man has just been made manifest around him. Nothing again can change his mind that he's not a man. Sit down. That is how it is. That's why we are teaching you this. Where you come to a point of consciousness, super consciousness of your nature, nothing again can shift it from you that I am born of God. This is where, oh glory to God, oh glory to God. Because he's born of God, he cannot commit. That's why anytime you lie, you read Psalm 51 like 5 times to make sure the lie has been taken away. If you still enjoy the pleasure of sin without any remorse feeling, without any call in your spirit, sir, you are not born yet. And let me not deceive you. You can be in church seated here. If anytime you, by ignorance, by not having an understanding of your full awareness in Christ, you shift and drift. It's called transgression, to drift away from the track. Not that you are not in the track. You are in the track. But along the line, out of your ignorance and not having the full consciousness of your nature, you drift from the track. It's called transgression. And you do it and remain in it with pleasure. You will never see a believer who is fornicating and he enjoys it. He's crying in the secret. Or who is lying? The Holy Ghost will keep coming to him and said, no. Because the day the seed was given, the Holy Ghost was with the seed. That was what he told Mary. He said, and the Holy Spirit shall come upon you, and you shall bear. The Holy Ghost shall come upon you. Now, the gift of the Spirit is what you receive when you are shaken. The day you came into Christ, you received the Spirit. The gift of the Spirit is the speaking. You already is just a manifestation of what you already have. Am I communicating this morning? Remaining now, I love this. I love this. 1 John chapter 5 and verse 4. Whosoever, give it to me. Whosoever is born of God overcometh the world. This is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. 1 John 5 and verse 4. Give it them. Give it. Let them read. I'm going to explain this. One to go. Read everybody. For whosoever is born of God overcometh the world. This is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. Shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
This is the victory. Now, what does it mean to overcome the world? To overcome the world means to overcome the power and the forces of sin. Whosoever is born of God overcometh the world of sin, corruption. You overcome corruption. You overcome sin. You overcome lie. Tell your neighbor, say, I overcome. Why you'll be asking, why then am I still sinning? Because you don't know you overcome. You are ignorant of your victory. That's why you are still living a defeated life. You are ignorant of your victory. You overcome it. The victory that overcome the world, even our faith. Tell your neighbor, said, I am born of God. God cannot born a failure. I cannot fail. You are saying it like as if, listen, some of you, when you talk, I don't like, say, you are not talking with conviction. Say after me, I am born of God. God cannot born a failure. I cannot fail. Say it again, I am born of God. God cannot born a defeat. I cannot be defeated. If you believe that, shout yes. I can't. Convince yourself like a grown boy. Who knows he's a man? He grew up. He saw his manhood. His voice changed. Have that level of conviction of your sonship in God. Praise God.
Amen.
Come on, praise God.
Amen.
Now, there are all manner of species of different animals. The Bible says, and they were all given capacity to produce. The seed in them has capacity to produce their kind. When he created mango, inside of mango, it has the seed in it to produce its kind. A gorilla will produce its kind. A monkey will produce its kind because of the seed. God will produce its kind. Tell your neighbor, I am the kind of God.
I am the kind of God.
The kind, the fruit, the nature. Now, I want you to understand the mystery of God's fatherhood over your life. Give me John chapter 20 and verse 17. John 20 and verse 17. Quickly, look up, everybody. Jesus said unto her, touch me not, for I am not yet ascended to my Father. Do you know one of the reasons the Pharisee continually challenged Jesus was because he addressed God as Father. The major issue they had with him is that, how dare you call God your Father? That tells a kind of a relationship different from their own relationship with God. This talk about intimacy. This talks about fellowship. But go to my brethren and say unto them, I ascended unto my Father and your Father, and to my God and your God. Now, he began to relate with the disciples the same connection he was telling them after resurrection, that by the reason of this resurrection now, he is now your Father. Mary was the one that appeared to him here. As he is my Father, now he has become your Father. That's why the Bible called Jesus the firstborn. Say after me, say firstborn. The firstborn among the dead. The firstborn. Not like we have secondborn, thirdborn. After him becoming the firstborn, we're all born in him. That is what is called to be born of God. Born again. Shout hallelujah. Now, because of time, give me John chapter 1 and verse 12. Let's look at a few things. You know, John chapter 1, you know, verse 12. It's a common scripture we all know. John 1 and verse 12, very, very common scripture. But as many as received him, to them gave he power to because even to them that believeth on his name. Give me verse 13. Which were born not of blood, not of the corruptible seed, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. How many of you believe in him? May believe with your hands if you believe in Christ. It means you have been born of God. This the born of God that you were born of is not of blood. When a woman gives birth to a baby, she gives birth to flesh, bone, and blood. You see, this is not the kind of born we're talking about. Born of God. Born of God. Lately, my last daughter was doing something, and I said, I was calling her mother to the attention of what she was doing. The mother now told me, she said, I used to do it. The baby is not aware. The mother never taught her to do it. She cannot even talk. She does not understand anything. Nature. The mother said, that's the way I used to do. The daughter was doing it by a default setting. There's something you call default setting. By default setting, you should behave like God. He called those things that were not as though they were. By default setting, you should be able to produce things never existed before. By default setting, because of your nature. My wife told me, they said, but this baby, nobody told her. She was just doing it. All my daughters can dance. Nobody taught them. Their mother is a dancer. They just start dancing. My first daughter, if you are frying egg and she hears sound, she will dance to it. Setting. Tell your neighbor, say, there's a setting in me. When something in technology, when something is at default setting, it is programmed to produce some results just the way it is. It is without any assistance, without any external help. It is programmed to produce spontaneously because of the setting. There is a setting inside of you. That's why he said in 1 John chapter 4 and verse 4, he that is in me is greater than he that's in the world. If you understand what I'm saying, shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Now, let me move fast because of time. Give me, glory to God. 1 Timothy 3 and verse 16. If we can't finish it, we'll continue next week. How many of you have been blessed? If you have been blessed, shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
1 Timothy 3 and verse 16. I want to show you a scripture I quoted the other time. 1 Timothy. Tell your neighbor, say, God is my Father. I have told you here severally, you know, so many years ago in my life, I was going through a particular kind of challenge. I felt so frustrated. The human nature was intercepting. Many of you here, you cry in the secret of your room. Then human nature telling you, show, it's finished. Where is God now? No husband, no job, no car, no house, no baby. And the man that carries the whole of God inside of him will start crying.
Oh, Lord.
He said in Hebrews chapter 13 and verse 5, I will never leave you nor forsake you. Never. He's your father. I love what the Bible says in Isaiah 49. He said, can a woman forget her child? So they are child sucking breast. He said it is possible, but I cannot forget you. God comparing motherhood to his relationship with you. There are women who forget that. He said, I, God. He said, but I am a father enough that I cannot, even when you don't ask. Say, is there anyone among you that his son will ask for a bread and he will give him a stone? Is there anyone among you that his son or his children will ask for a fish and he will give him something? He said, how much more me, your father? And the Lord told me that day, he said, I am your father. When you lost your job and you are crying, it's an ignorance of your family relationship. You don't know the family you came from. Can you take Dangote's child that there's a problem in this country and you ask him what? Say, rice. A Congo of rice now is 600. Dangote's child, the richest black African. Black, richest black. If Dangote's child cannot be convinced that there's an economic problem, that there's lack somewhere, your father God, Haggai 2 and verse 8, silver and gold belonged to him, all silver and gold. God wanted a family, and he gave a seed of a son, and the seed multiplied and produced every one of you. Tell your neighbor, I'm in a family where there is no lack, no debt, no poverty, no sickness. You are not saying it convincingly. The way you say it is a function of how convinced you are. Praise God. And without controversy, great is the mystery of godliness. This is what we call godliness. Godliness means to be born of God. Godliness. It means to be born of God. Now look at it. He said, God was manifested in the flesh, justified in the spirit, seen of angels, preached unto the Gentiles, believed on in the world, received up into glory. Mystery. And that's what the Bible says. He said, the mystery that was hidden from the foundation of the earth. Colossians 1 and verse 27. Colossians 1, 27. Say after me, say, Christ in me. The hope of glory. And you are the product of the glory. When they are saying, we are looking for the glory of God, tell the person, look at me. The glory of God is not some kind of mountain. Say, are you God? I am the glory. Tell your neighbor, say, I am the glory of God. If anybody tell you that we are looking for glory, and that's why, don't fall into the traps of people saying, what is God? No! Can somebody take glory from God? No. Nobody can take your glory because you are the express description of the glory of God. That's who you are. You are the glory. Christ in me, the expectation of glory. And that's why we, the earnest expectation of the creatures. They wait for the manifestations. They're waiting for your glory. Listen to me, you will be heard. Amen. I tell you, you will be heard. Amen. The glory upon your life will be made manifest. Amen. Lately, when God has just been giving me platforms, everywhere I go, people do things for me and say, don't pay money. It's a level of glory. Everything people look for, how to, everything, most of the things we do in this church, we don't pay a dime. Somebody called me, he said, I want to be doing video for every advert in your church. It's not a member of this church in Kaduna. I went to Ilorin, another person called me, said, I want to be doing, said, I saw the video you posted. I'm not satisfied with the quality. I'll be doing video for you. I'll do new invention of a better video. I want, somebody called me from America. He said, I like what you're doing. He said, I want to help you do it better. Glory! Where things come without demand, you attract them. God can never be in a lack. You can never lack. It's an understanding. It's a knowing. It's a knowing. Tell them, say, is he knowing? I say, I will know. Say that louder. Say, I will know.
Now,
the life of God, like I said, is Zoe. The seed of God, it is self-contained. It is self-sufficient. It's a superior life. Tell your neighbor, say, I live a superior life. Say louder, I cannot be stranded. Say louder, I cannot be defeated. Born of God, we are aliens. We are born of God. We are not. God cannot give birth to a defeat. He cannot give birth to a failure. You cannot fail. Say it every morning. Confirm, align with your nature. Wait, this is what I say every morning. When I'm walking home, only me when I'm traveling, it will just come out of my mouth. I'll just say, I am a great man. It will just come out spontaneously. The nature in me will just speak out, I am a great man. I say it every day. It's not coming out of my brain. It's coming out of the nature. I will just say it. I'm a great man. I cannot fail. I'm a man of destiny. I've been saying this all my life. Keep saying these things. In a little time, you'll begin to see adjustment in your life. The Lord will bless you like you have never seen. In the name of Jesus. I say it again. You'll be blessed like you have never imagined before. If that is for you, let the amen be the loudest. Let me tell you where we will continue next week. The nation of Israel was born by God. The nation of Israel was a typology of the body of Christ. God called Abraham out. Abraham became a type of God. And God said, I will make you a father. God himself raised a nation out of one man. Isaac became a type of Jesus that was sown as a seed. When God asked Abraham, and said, Abraham, go and sacrifice Isaac, was the same thing that happened. The sacrifice God was asking Abraham to do with Isaac was to produce a nation of Israel. And so when Abraham brought Isaac and led him, hey, the Bible says, what did Abraham believe? Abraham believed that if I kill him, God will raise him. And so in his heart, he had already killed Isaac, and the sacrifice went to God. In his heart, God smelled the sacrifice of the death of Isaac. So Isaac was a dead man before knife in the heart of Abraham. Isaac was a dead man before Abraham removed knife. And God answered, I said, now I have seen the heart. The same way for God, so love the word that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believe in him should have Zoe. And so Isaac became the sacrifice, and so we had the nation of Israel. Israel means the people of God, people that are born of God. That's the meaning of Israel, the person that is born of God. And that's why tomorrow, even though they were a type, a shadow, that were born of God, no nation can defeat them. They came back in 1948 and formed the nation again. Even though they were scattered all around the world because of their ignorance of who God is. After Christ came, they were still looking for Christ. That's why most of them are suffering. They say, let the blood of this man be upon us and allow our children. And Pontius Pilate washed his hand. Roman Empire would have been suffering the same thing. He washed his hands. Say, let it be as you have said. Over 6 million Jews were killed by one man called Adam. Let his blood be upon us. Let the consequence of his death be upon us and on our children. Only those who escaped it were those who came into Christ. Because in Christ, you are not cursed. Some of you who still believe in my father house curse. Oguinu dile, baba mito wonu dile, yaonwa sowokpo. Stop that rubbish. The reason it's happening to you is because you believe it. The just shall live by faith. The just shall live by what he believes. The righteous lives by what he believes. You believe in Oguidile? Yeah, you will see it. I don't believe it. It's not possible. For ye are complete in Christ. Then for cause to get me, he first get God. When he gets God and remove God, he will remove Christ. Then cause will. Is that possible? So stop saying, Oguidile adubo. I mean, stop that. Your gene, your generation has been changed. You have been grafted in God. John 15. He said, I am the vine. My father is what? I hear somebody say the branches. You people don't read the Bible. My father, he is the keeper of the vine. Now, the vine has life from the keeper of the vine. He said, and you are the branches. See the connectivity. It means whatever comes from the vine dresser goes into the vine. And that is what you see in the branches. That's a connection. We'll continue from here next week. If you have been blessed, shout hallelujah.
Spirit Life Center Next Church invites you to join our programs. We are the Word of God will transform your life for better. Our programs are as follows: Sunday service, 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. Wednesdays, Bible studies, 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. Our monthly VGOs every last Friday of every month by 10 p.m. to down. Business and Leadership Summit every quarter of the year. Prayer and Prophetic Summit, second Friday of every month, 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. under the leadership of the presiding shepherd, Prophet Cheru of Badari. Worship with us at Spirit Life Center Next Church, opposite to Andro Filling Station, beside Olashem Filling Station, Iwo Road, Ibadan. Telephone 081-3252-9517, 070-1927-7557, 00-6732-5748. Website www.spiritlifesearness.com. Come and live the word of God by proof. Your life will never remain the same. Jesus is Lord.